third episode of Breakfast with Tiffany's show. Have you thought about trying exotic pole dance class? If so, did you really go and try it? Well, I did. Although I didn't continue doing it as I was focused more on my other curricular fitness activities, it's definitely worth a try. Let me describe you my pole dance teacher. Everything she does looks effortless and has this amazing flow and control that will blow your mind. I have seen plenty of super talented performers before, and I can just say that she's one of the most exceptional talent out there. Her super fit body and active flexibility is ridiculously amazing. What I also love about her performances is that she always selects the most awesome music. As a DJ myself, it's not many that has a talent or have a good sense in selecting tunes, so that's definitely a big plus. The musicality, fluidity, sexiness. She's basically a goddess when she performs with the pole. Our guest today won several times joining international pole dance championship competitions, currently a veteran and a top pole dancing instructor here in Japan, a certified yoga and anti-gravity teacher, studied Ayurveda and nutrition courses, and a meditation practitioner. Let's all welcome my pole dance teacher, private yoga instructor, and a very good friend of mine, Dia. Welcome, Dia, to the show.
Tiffany, hello. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. So what is your morning ritual?
As I wake up, I look to the window, open my arms, and I say out loud with a smile on the face, I'm ready for the gratefulness in my life.
Oh, I love that.
I've learned this from, actually it's in Russian. I've learned it from one course I was taking, and I really love this sentence, and I pick it up. And the teacher said, this is what you should do. And you smile, and wherever it is in your life, you will feel much greater. Mm-hmm. And then I always, every morning, I have my lukewarm water with lemon and turmeric, cleaning the blood and all this. And and I do a meditation. After meditation, I do my 30 minutes yoga routine to start the day for my body. If I have a time, I do just 10-15 minutes cardio workout, like exercises.
I do kind of the same, which is I drink lemon water. You put turmeric and I put cayenne pepper.
If your stomach is strong, yes. Mm. I have a little bit very sensitive stomach. I do, but not on empty stomach. I put it sometimes during the day because I know it's very good for digestive system. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's burning your fat also. So I know that.
You're from Moldova, which is one of the least countries I never really talked about and not many people probably known. Tell us more about your beautiful country.
Used to be Soviet Union, 1992. We became independent Republic Moldova. And that is like a lot of changing time. So when I was in university, there was a very hard time for all the country. We are a very, very small country just between Romania and Ukraine. Moldova language, which is basically Romanian language. Now, by constitution, they name it Moldovan language, not the Romanian language. And that.
So how many languages can you speak besides English? Obviously?
Yeah, I am daughter of international couple. My mom is Russian, so all her roots are Russian, Belarusian, Polish, and my father is all Romanian roots. So actually it's Slavic and Roman, Latin. My school was in Russian language. And then, of course, I was studying from the school English. But that time you could choose French or English. And then when I came to Japan, Japanese. So right now I started to study Spanish.
You love to learn Spanish too.
I would love to.
Yeah. Like my background is Philippines. Which I love Spanish language to hear. So I mean, nice. We have words still. I can a little bit understand about Spanish.
Lockdown time. This is what I started to do.
Oh, you're learning
I
now.
I signed to the Spanish course. And actually the Romanian language helping me a lot.
Mm-hmm. I was doing a little research about Moldova.
Yeah.
And I've heard that you guys are really famous for wines.
Yeah.
Like the wineries. I love wine. When I used to drink, which I don't drink anymore. I love drinking white wine. Now I do love red wine more.
Yeah.
I drink occasionally.
Yeah.
But yeah, tell us about like that. Like, is it like really popular in Moldova?
That's it. When I say I'm from Moldova, mm-hmm. the wine people, they always say, oh, your country have very good wine. So the best, it's the selections. Because Moldova doesn't have mountains, but hills. Like in the last 10 years, Moldova got so good, like got so many gold medals and winning on so many competitions in the world about the wine.
Oh, wow.
So like in Moldova, wine is something we are proud of. And right. It's like big thing. Traditionally in the village, even now, in present days in the villages, people are doing their own wine. My father is making by his homemade, handmade. Mm-hmm. My uncle even making for me, especially now without sugar.
And another thing that I found out about Moldova is pickle juice. It says that it cures your hangover.
The tradition, when is the wedding? Because everybody is drunk. Mm-hmm. Next day, there is a...
Drunk from the wines, right?
customs is the guest is coming second day. Mm-hmm. And it's called like lazama. But it's a chicken soup based on pickle juice. All the guests have hangover. They're coming second day. And then the bride who became a wife, she have to serve to all the guests second day, the zama. When Moldova people start to drink, it's not drink. One glass.
But it kept going.
The barrel
right.
is downstairs. Of the house. Father is just going downstairs, pouring it in the decanter and coming back.
Right,
So this he can do many times.
Let me ask you about why made you think coming to Japan all the way from a small town in Moldova?
I never imagined, I never thought and I never planned to come to Japan. They said it's safe for women, no war, and their culture is very polite.
That's very important.
And to know that the culture and history very, very, very rich. Japan just came suddenly. All these good things which I heard about it, I was like, okay.
Was it hard to leave your parents?
Not at all, because I'm on the stage from 5 years old. My first appearance on the stage was with my father, orchestra. He's a musician and he's a saxophone player, but he also was a director of the orchestra folk Moldova music traditional in our city. Then I went violin, piano to the dance studio by myself, secretly from my father.
Because that's what you wanted.
Because I was playing in orchestra and seeing how dancers was dancing in front of us, because usually the performance was with orchestra, live orchestra music and dancers in front. So I had to choose to play violin with my papa orchestra or to perform as a dancer.
Well, how old were you when that happened?
About 16 years old. And I said to my father, this time I will go with the dance team. After that, I was so happy. I was dancing. Father's reaction was like, she's just having fun. I was doing so naturally, but he wanted me to graduate violin and piano. So
that's what he wanted for you.
Yes. I went to same university with him, art university. I went to the choreography section.
Your dad wanted you to be in a different performance. And then when you came here, you find your career in doing pole dancing.
No.
Which is totally opposite and coming from a small town.
Came to Japan and like I was studying Japanese language in the Japanese language school. And then I appear in one nightclub and I saw on the stage, blonde, beautiful. And there was a pole. And after that, I knew that she's instructor of the pole dancing. That performance, I was mesmerized. I remember how I freezed. I was like, what is that? But I didn't see like it's erotic or something. No, I was just looking how she is moving, because as a dancer, I was interested more in the dancing.
The movements, yeah.
Movements. And then suddenly she started to climb. And then she went up under the ceiling. And then she did inversions and then some tricks, athletic performance. So that's why after that, she was the first one who inspired me. And I think that's why I have this style. Actually, if you look deep inside, the pole is Chinese pole and the Indian have those also pole. When the pole dance competition started, we could see that category start to divide into fitness pole. There's an exotic pole.
Which one is your style?
Exotic one.
Exotic one.
I'm not into the tricks. I am not into the fitness. For me, the main, I think, combination between the tricks and the movement and how you put them all together. My dance teacher said that there's a pornography and that is erotic. So I like to make it erotical way. Not the pornography, you
in
know,
a very artistic way.
Yes.
You've been performing at my events. I've had you so many times and I'm always mesmerized every time I see you perform. So how is it for your family to know? Did you tell them soon or you had to deal with that in a long process before you tell them?
No. When I became an instructor at the studio, maybe 3 years ago, I sent them the videos and pictures from my classes. Every time talking about what I'm doing, my father always said, so what are you doing? I explained and I just showed.
He never wanted to understand it.
No. The shift, it was very interesting because they never wanted to hear about it. What they couldn't, they don't take it even till now. Only when I told them that I started to teach anti-gravity and yoga. The next day, my mom wrote me the message that they said to all relatives that I'm a yoga instructor. For the pole dancing, till today, nobody knows. Mm-hmm. They know it, but they don't talk about this. They don't say to no one. When I said about yoga, oh, she's a yoga instructor.
I know now you're shifting yourself towards a new career. Leaving the pole dance teaching right now, would you recommend it to people and why?
Oh, definitely. First of all, everybody will look for own inspiration. Whatever it is, running, yoga, pilates, pole dancing, belly dance, hula hoop. The pole dance is something special as an expression of yourself. From my experience teaching here in Japan, hundreds of ladies came to my classes. Okay, in these 10 years, I've seen these ladies finish my class and she coming to me with the tears in her eyes and she said, I never allowed myself to do hip roll.
A hip roll?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or like body wave. Nobody never told me.
Is she Japanese?
Japanese, yeah.
Right. They're very conservative when it comes to that.
Body wave. How many girls bought for the first time in their life, they pulled on shoes and they were coming to class and they said, oh my God, I just put the shoes and I walk around the pole and they can forget what is outside of the door of the studio. And immerse themselves in their own world, fantasy world, wherever it is. Because it's more about me personally, I'm teaching sensuality and femininity because every instructor will be different. More than that, it's just expressing yourself. Just make your style and forget about everything because dance is always good for you. Oh, it doesn't matter which kind of dance.
As long as you move, it's good.
Yeah. But what is different in pole dance with an other dance genre? I think it's kind of fitness and dance together. Because first of all, of course, climbing on the pole, you need
much strength, more strength. Yeah.
Yeah. Then you need flexibility. Connecting all of this strength, flexibility, and dancing and feel the music and then expressing yourself. So many women, housewives, office ladies who are very stressed at work or at home and they start to forget that they are women. When they come and I said, let's put our hair down. And they're like, do the head roll, throw the hair flip. There's a lot of these kind of small things, how I could change the way they feel about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So when they come and I tell them like, okay, now it's you and the pole. This is your partner. Your conversation with the pole, how you hold it, how you touch it, how you walk around it, expressing yourself and just let yourself free. The pole dance is interesting because it's connecting to sexuality and sexuality in the world is always forbidden.
I believe that.
I don't know. Like, actually, I thought how interesting is it right now talking about you can be any kind of orientation, man, woman. It always by society is judging you.
Labeling people, yeah.
I've seen guys coming to the class wearing the high heels. They are so sexy. Performance artists. Even from Cirque du Soleil, sometimes they come to visit. They do totally something different. They do some acrobatic, but then they said, oh, we want to just have fun on the pole. And they're coming and they are amazingly beautiful.
I had an experience to take few classes with you. It's amazing space for everyone to be comfortable. And a community like that, I think, is really important, especially to people can really express themselves.
We are not talking about here professionals like athletes, but for the soul, for the way you feel. And also a lot of people who came to pole dance, and they are telling that we are searching so much about what kind of exercise I would like to do. And the gym is boring, training is boring, or just dance is too hard for me. And then they find this kind of combination in the middle. This is fitness, this is flexibility, this is dance. I understand, because I was falling in love with a pole dance for the same reason, having all inside plus expressing yourself and be free. Mm-hmm. And the truth is, it's not easy, because when I started, I couldn't say to no one.
Or was it difficult for you to date guys because of your career as a professional pole dance teacher?
It was not easy.
Do guys find it very intimidating?
I dated those who saw me first.
Saw you from like pole dancing?
Yeah.
Okay.
From performance. Mm-hmm. So there's two type of knowing people. After my performance, when they saw it, so they come to me and start to talk to me. And then other kind didn't know that I'm pole dancer, and
you kept that secret
I kept
from them.
Secret, yeah. Everybody like it, but they don't like their girlfriend is doing it. It was really hard. They couldn't say to their friends that I'm pole dancing. So this hiding to introduce you to someone and equal stripper. Then I decided to keep a secret. If the person didn't see me performing, I rather keep it a secret and let them know me as a person.
And understand about your situation.
Yeah.
So what made you think to change your career out of pole dancing? And now you're putting yourself more in yoga, meditation.
So the truth is, first, I went to a yoga course here in Tokyo before I started to do pole dance very seriously. So I was thinking about yoga instructing. Pole dance took me, and I decided by myself, it will be temporary. I will take this time. All performances I did, which you eat the full course at the dinner, and you are like feeling so satisfied with what you achieved and who you became. I felt so complete with the pole dancing when now I started to feel that I want to go back to myself, to deep, to slow down.
So it wasn't really hard for you to make that shift, right?
No, it's naturally. I went with the flow, with my feelings, very naturally. But because I already knew from the very beginning, and in a life you go through so many stages, next page of the book, and now there's a time for me,
another chapter. Your life. So can you tell yourself now that you really have a balanced lifestyle?
Right now?
Yeah.
I'm on the road. I am doing yoga and anti-gravity, which is a hammock.
Which I've tried actually one time, and I love it. I love it. You put it all upside down.
And because you go in an upside down poses, that's make me to not miss my pole dance so much. This yoga, anti-gravity exercises, meditation, and positive thoughts.
That's the most important thing, being positive. And I always have that from you. What are your foods, top three, probably, that fuels your energy that you could share to everyone?
Every day I'm taking nuts. We need healthy fats. It's actually giving a lot of energy, yes, and keeping you feel full. And a quarter of avocado.
This is the most avocado.
The most healthy fat. Any kind of nuts and seeds. I change them every day. Raw, and you have to soak them overnight. And in the morning you wash them.
So why do you have to put it on?
Soak them,
yeah.
Because they have some phytonutrient inside, which they are sleeping when they're drying.
Oh, so you're waking them up.
Yes. And they are waking up, and they can give you everything.
That's good to know. I never knew that. So you're recommending nuts?
Like nuts, seeds, avocado. If you have nuts butter, like even peanut butter or like
almond butter,
any kind of butter without sugar, with apple, with banana, it's like a snack.
I love those too. Diaz, I wanted to talk to you so more, but like we're running out of time before we end the show. You are embarking a new chapter in your life, leaving Japan, which is you've lived here for so many years. What are your visions? Do you think you see your purpose going to the next chapter?
Yeah. First of all, I have a big gratitude for Japan. Everything this country gave me, taught me, challenged me. I really felt from deep inside that, okay, this is my chapter here done and I want to move forward. And my roots, I'm in love with Europe. Honestly, my always dream was about to live there. And my vision is I really want to build up my own studio for yoga and for anti-gravity and then keep teaching yoga. And I want to organize that kind of beautiful time for knowing yourself, for discovering yourself, to see sunrise, to do yoga, to meditate, to have a healthy breakfast. This kind of retreat, which I've been so many retreats and I was so much inspired.
Yes, I wanted to collaborate with you on that retreat here in Japan, because I also went to Bali last year, and the experience that I've had is just amazing. Learning about yourself, yoga, meditation really taught me a lot, and which I personally do now every day to make my lifestyle balance. So I believe people really need it right now. So Dia, I would love to say I'm so grateful to you for having this opportunity to share all your knowledge. And I'm also grateful for all the things that we bonded for many years.
Yeah.
You performing at my events, all our nightlife funds. And I'm really looking forward for our future together, like having amazing wellness retreats.
I want to say that because I know you from totally different part of you, like your past nightclub life. Literally, I just know a new person and you see it in front of you. And it's a real person who can change. Mm-hmm. And that make you to believe that everything is possible.
Yes, everything is possible. Thank you so much, Dia. I will link everything, all your informations on this podcast.
Okay.
But I love you. Hope to catch up with you sometime again soon. Exotic pole dancing embraces sensuality and musicality. It is an appreciation of beauty of the body while watching it moving and twisting in beautiful ways. It involves ultimate muscle engagement. Control and ownership of your own body is the most beautiful thing. It's not about pushing your body to uncomfortable extremes. It's about using it to show proudly who you already are. So definitely try pole dancing. Be brave to go and show up. You'll pick it up in no time, and you're guaranteed to have fun. Thank you for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed our episode today. Stay tuned next week for another inspirational podcast interview. We have another interesting topic, so I highly recommend you to tune in, and please don't forget to subscribe wherever you are currently listening, whether it's iTunes, Spotify, or any other podcast apps. Also, check out our Facebook page, which will post more information. Let your friends know about this podcast and share the love. I love you, and as I always say, sprinkle kindness wherever you go.